You know, if you're a local band, send me your information. Getbusy@outlook.com, and I'll give it a listen. This is a local station. We should be playing local artists. So stay tuned for what comes next. I'm never really sure. It's a surprise pack. It's going to be recorded. That much I can tell you. This is Freeform Radio, so it could be anything. We will keep you guessing. All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Broadcasting live from 22nd Street in San Francisco, California. We got some new music. Got a little bit of country, just because sometimes we like to play some country. Good country, not that post 9/11 jingoistic bullshit, of course. Country lost its way about 25 years ago. Anyway. We're going to start with something I've never played before, a band I've never ever really listened to until like the past week, and has been around for a very long time. So we're going to start this off with a little live at the Fillmore. This is Humble Pie, I Walk on Gilt Splinters.
Yeah.
was Humble Pie. That was 23 minutes and 28 seconds of Humble Pie. I walk into Gilded Splinters. Splinters. Live at the Fillmore East. You're listening to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. There's some strange music coming up tonight for various reasons, but we'll get into that. Talk about what's going on in San Francisco at Asiento, which is my favorite place pretty much in the entire city. Amazing food, good drinks, fun people, lovely owner. It's Taco Tuesday tomorrow, surprise, surprise. 7 p.m. on Wednesday is trivia with Big Weird Trivia. Apparently that's some big new thing they got going on. They kind of dumped their old trivia person or company or whatever. But yeah, pub trivia, it's a thing. It's fun, actually. Quite common in San Francisco. I never experienced it myself until I went to London in the 90s and hung at this local place called the Windsor Castle next to where I was living. And they were like, oh, pub trivia. I was like, oh, this is fun. Have a drink, do trivia. I love trivia. I watch Jeopardy at work every night, but that's because I work with old people. But even when I didn't, I still watch Jeopardy. Other fun fact, Jeopardy in Southern California used to come on after Wheel of Fortune. I don't know why. Anyway, Thursday, Fake Melody Live Jazz. Friday, Hip Hop Electronic DJs. Aperitivo with DJs DeRezzi's and Empress. And we'll get back to more about what's going on in San Francisco nightlife, but we're going to play more music now and get in some country. Heard this tune at a good friend's memorial the other night. Rest in peace, KO. So here's a little Conway Twitty.
Barely other half can. Wild as a mink, but sweet. two cigarettes in an ashtray. Cigarettes in the ashtray. I watched her take him from me, and his love is no longer my own. Now they are gone. Watch one cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me. Thank you.
thinking, bend it for your thoughts. Those lights are blinking on that old jukebox. But don't ask me why, just swallow some wine.
I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
Whiskers
whisker sticking out from underneath of his pancake maker.
He was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you kiss a little sailor.
Tex Abel starring in the latest Shepherd production. Sir Richard Pumpelow.
You sniff the reeking buns of angel.
The tale of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
On a whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
And then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can't explain.
Facing off the Old Spar tag team.
And
grudge
so
match
you
with
work along with Michael.
179 pounds of Samoan giant.
Which gave your back an awful spread.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, two.
But you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole. You can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you, but don't fool yourself, girl. It's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's blinking at you. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Just
ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch. Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl. It's going right up your.
That's what she said. That was "Broken Hearts Are for Assholes" by Frank Zappa. They listened to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. Started that set off with a little "Rocky Top" by Conway Twitty, and then we had "Three Cigarettes in the Ashtray" by Patsy Cline, "Summer Wind" by Annette White and the Sons of the Beach. Saw them. Well, I can't say when. I might get in trouble, but I saw them recently, and they were awesome. Can't say when because, well, reasons. But anyway, I saw them recently. They were awesome. They played at Emperor Norton's Booze Land over in kind of the Tenderloin, the edge of the loin, as you were. They're great. They always are. And also, they are on every Sunday night at Flanahan's Pub on 45th and Noriega. Usually starts around 8:30-ish. Perhaps later if a football game goes into overtime or some sporty sports ball thing happens to go on for longer than expected. Like NBA playoffs or some of that shit. I'll go. Because, well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. I mean, now, like, NBA's done. Hockey is done. We have World Cup soccer. And shitty baseball in San Francisco. This is what we have for until football starts. So, and I'm not a Niner fan, so I can't say go Niners. Santa Clara Gold Diggers, more like. I was the one who originally came up with that term, just so you know. I think I was the very first person to post that shit on social media when they said they're moving to Santa Clara. Santa Clara Gold Diggers. Perfect name for that team. Anyway. We're just going to play more music. I got a buddy coming over. My madman friend, who you'll meet soon on the mic, designs some crazy ski jump shit. He's coming over. But me and Michael the Alchemist are going to do this show in October when I'm going to go see Rush. Hopefully with Darth Nibbler at the San Jose Shark Tank. We're going to do a show somewhere around that time, top 50 Rush songs of all time. Not sure whether it's going to be... Well, I can name 50 Rush songs I really love. I can't rank them. My brain does not work like that. Their music is so different, and every song is about such a different thing. And I love them for different reasons. So I'm just going to be like, hey, here's my 50 Rush songs. He might be more articulate or precise or have some sort of database or AI shit going on about top 50 Rush songs. But I can't do that. But we're definitely going to play some of them that will be in the top 50, or the 50 Rush songs I like. That's what I'm going to call it. And we're going to start off with this tune that is a big crowd pleaser. We'll be right back.
you so much. We'd like to do something now that goes back to our Grace Under Pressure album. This is one we pulled out of the vault. It's called Between the Wheels.